Well, good evening and welcome along to Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet of M studio in Auckland here on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Christchurch, Plains of M in Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night, and on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the globe any night of the week. So pretty much online programme. You can hear it from about 20 past 10 on a Wednesday night and right through till the following week. And all previous programmes are backed up online there. And the programme you're listening to is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, whether you're here in New Zealand or you're in further afield, I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland, all the sports results from the weekend. She's coming down now to the wire with the two big All-Ireland football semi-finals this weekend, and of course the following weekend, the All-Ireland hurling final. And of course you can see all of those games on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. But plenty of news on the programme, so wherever you're listening, sit back and relax over the next hour. And we kick it off tonight with Aoife Scott and a song called All Along the Wild Atlantic Way, where the weather's not been too bad there at the moment in Ireland.
When will you bring me my love? along the wild Atlantic way.
Yes, the Wild Atlantic Way there by Aoife Scott, and certainly the weather still quite good in Ireland, although it's a bit showery and wet this week, but they had a great week last week in Galway for the Galway races. And of course, it's the turn of the horse show in Dublin, which gets underway later today for the rest of the week. And this is a hugely popular event, and again, sell out crowds for every day. And one of the highlights is the big Aga Khan trophy that's competed for on the Friday afternoon. I remember watching this when we were young, and I was, when I lived in Dublin, I went to the horse show once or twice, and certainly a great event. And of course, the weekend, we've got the All-Ireland football finals coming up this weekend. First up, it's Dublin against Mayo, and the second game on Sunday is Cork against or Kerry against Tyrone. The only match of any significance last weekend was the Mayo Donegal match, which was played in Castlebar in front of a packed out audience. In fact, the gates opened 2 hours before kickoff, and they said there was about 5,000 people queuing to get in at that stage. So the Mayo supporters have another outing. Crow Park, the kickoff game. Kickoff will be a throw in 5 p.m., 4 a.m. in the morning here on Sunday morning. If you want to get up and listen to it, you can hear it on Midwest Radio or RTE Radio, free of charge, and you can watch it on gaago.ie. But both Dublin and Tyrone put out understrength teams, basically a second strength team, because they knew they'd both qualified for the All-Ireland semi-final. It was just a matter of who they were going to play. And Dublin and Mayo, there should be 70,000 people or probably more at Crow Park on Saturday evening for the game. Whether Mayo will be able to lift themselves, had a few injuries and was a really tough hustle on Saturday, and they'll be playing 7 games in 8 weeks. After been because they've been in the round robin system for the last few weeks. But more about that later, and indeed other sport from Ireland. But wherever you're listening, enjoy the music. We'll have plenty of good music. And up next, we've got a song here from the Chieftains, the Masons, April, a bit of instrumental music. Yes, the Chieftains there and Matt Malloy on the flute. So if you're ever in Westport and Matt Malloy's pub down there is a great place to go in. He's there some of the time, so you could drop in and find him there. But certainly one great tune there from the Chieftains. Righto, what's happening? Front page is the Irish Independent. You've got a €5 boost for pensioners as budget battle lines are drawn. Brexit is still dominating the news in Ireland. And of course, Boris Johnson arrived in Belfast for a day of meetings with the political parties the other night. Obviously started off on Tuesday night having a private dinner with the Democratic Unionist Party, who are keeping him in power in the UK. He did make a call to Leo Varadkar. They did speak on Wednesday for some time, and Varadkar has invited him down to Dublin to have a chat about how they see things panning out for Britain leaving the European Union. Of course, Johnson says unless there's a renegotiation of the backstop, the Britain will be leaving without a no deal. And former journalist Bruce Arnold, who's originally England but he's lived in Ireland for over 65 years, he wrote a critical article of both Prime Minister or Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach Simon Coveney in The Guardian, and he basically says that they've got it wrong. They should not be putting the jobs of so many people both north and south of the border by insisting on the backstop, that they must negotiate a way through with Britain so that Britain doesn't leave without doing a deal. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. Lovely story here, and I have to agree with this man. A priest in Cork hits out over appalling altar gifts, including cigarettes, beer and detergent being brought to the altar of people at funeral masses. And I know this happens here as well, and people are brought up, the priest has no issue with people bringing up symbols that were appropriate in their people's life, whether they were a footballer with a local GAA club or they played golf. But he says when people are bringing up cigarettes, and maybe that person might have died of cancer, bringing up beer, that person might have died as a result of being an alcoholic, or bringing up jerseys that are for English football teams that have no relevance to where they grew up. And he just says that it's time for this to stop. I know that the Catholic Church in Ireland has basically stopped eulogies being spoken from the altar, because again that got out of hand, and funerals were lasting for a long time, and it's not really what the issue of the Requiem Mass is. So I think this priest will probably get a fair bit of backing all over the country, and indeed maybe other parts, for people bringing up stuff that he thinks is not appropriate at a funeral mass when it's a solemn event to pay respect to a person who's passed away. Right, we'll move on here with Luke Kelly, Scornati Simplicity.
See the child with the golden hair but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now, as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. How to face the future hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yes, one of my favourite Irish singers there, Luke Kelly, and his song Scorn Not His Simplicity. Okay, we'll continue having a look at some of the papers before that. Actually, if you want to be with a chance to win a trip for two to Ireland, you've got to listen to a competing radio station over the next few days. In fact, you've only got Thursday and Friday of this week, 8th of August and 9th of August. And Mel Homer, in fact, there was a feature about her in the New Zealand Herald today. She's a DJ on Coast FM, I think it's called, yeah, thecoast.net.nz is the website. You'll get all the details there. And she spent a week in Ireland tracing her Irish roots, and in association with the Irish Tourism Board, they've put up a trip for two to win a trip back to Ireland, flying via Emirates, and you get accommodation. And so all you got to do is to listen in. There's a video there, and listen to Coast Radio about the clip, and you fill in an entry form that you can get on the Coast website, thecoast.net.nz, and you can be in the draw. And there's a very good chance of winning, according to Mary Galway. She might have inside information here. Mary sent me the details. She said, you know, there's a great chance for people to win this. So you've only got a chance to listen to it over the next 2 days, which is Friday, Thursday and Friday. And of course, listeners, if you're listening in Wellington and Christchurch on Sunday night, you've missed out, but hopefully you might have been listening in online. So go on to thecoast.net.nz for all the information, all the details. Well, sad news today with the confirmation that Harland and Wolff, that great big shipyard in Belfast that in its heyday during World War II employed over 30,000 people, Well, it's to go into voluntary or insolvency today because its owner, which is a Norwegian shipping company, has gone into administration yesterday. So there's been rumours that it was going to collapse, and the shipyard workers, the 130 that are there, have been protesting, and they say they won't let the administrators into the yard until they're given some surety of what's going to happen to them. But I think it's not going to be any good news, because it's obviously not economical to be building ships in Harland and Wolff anymore. So disappointment there for the workers. But of course, as I said, one time, according to an article here, was set up in 1861. And during its heyday during World War II, it had 330,000 workers there, now down to 130. So it's just a sign of the times, really. And on the same page of the Independent, which broke the story yesterday, it says Brussels hardens position on no-deal Brexit amid dire economic warning. And the warning is pretty bad. There's been obviously surveys done into the job losses, both north and south, and there could be up to 40,000 people losing their jobs in Northern Ireland, and 30,000 less jobs being created in the south if Brexit goes ahead, or Britain goes ahead with a no-deal Brexit. So, and another report came out yesterday saying that there's only about 10% of Irish companies that have plans for a no-deal Brexit. I think everybody's thinking that it'll be like it was in March, that there'll be another extension and there'll be some kind of a deal worked out. But the climate and the landscape has changed with the election of the new Prime Minister in Britain, Boris Johnson. There's rumours that he might even go for a snap election before the October 31st deadline. And there's other rumours as well that he'll ditch if he gets a majority in the election, which the opinion polls say he might. That'll be the end of his relationship with the Democratic Unionist Party. His biggest worry is the pro-Brexit parties, the Brexit party set up by Farage, that they're gaining more traction if this deal drags on. So watch this space, because things could change a lot inside the next few days, or the next few weeks anyways. All the politicians in both the UK and Ireland are on holidays at the moment, but there's no doubt about it, there's a lot of work happening in the background. Well, hopefully there will be. Anyway, here. Solid Ground, Dolores Keen.
We stand on solid ground. children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you. It's the land, it is our wisdom. It's the land, it shines us through. It's the land that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you.
Oh, yes, another great singer, Dolores Cain there. And I think Moving Hearts must be playing a bit of music on that album there. That's her singing Solid Ground. And hope wherever you are, you're on solid ground. I'm on solid ground here in the Planet FM studio in Auckland, bringing you Ireland Calling and celebrating 30 years on air next week. I think it was about the middle of August I started in 1990, but just too busy to organise link-ups with any of the former guests that I've had on the programme here. But anyway, you can have a toast to many of you that have been listening since the early years. I know there's quite a few people out there listening. So from, I think it was around the second week or third week of August I started. And then I remember 1990 linking up to broadcast the All-Ireland football final and hurling final from Sydney from a radio station that particular year, which brought a lot of joy to people that hadn't heard an All-Ireland final on the radio here. But anyway, the All-Ireland football semi-finals are coming up this weekend and you can watch them from the comfort of your home. You can listen to them on radio. But if you want to watch it, you can get a subscription for the rest of the season. Won't cost that much on GAAGO.ie, GAAGO.ie. And of course, if you want to watch the Rugby World Cup, you'll have to get used to these type of apps, because that's the way that it seems to be going now. So Rugby World Cup, apart from the matches involving the All Blacks, they are only available online. And but if you do want to listen on radio, RTE give free-to-air coverage. You just have to log on to the RTE radio site and you'll be able to hear the match. As I said, this weekend's game coming up Saturday, Dublin against Mayo, and then Sunday you've got Tyrone against Kerry. Should be two really good games. A lot of festivals happening around the country in Ireland at the moment, but ends sad note for a family from Clonmel and Tipperary. Their son, Jack Downey, 19, he died. His life support machine was turned off yesterday after 3 days. He was at an Independence concert in Mitchelstown or in County Cork at the weekend, and he obviously took an illegal substance, a drug of some sort, that caused him to collapse. He was treated by the venue and then rushed to the Cork University Hospital. And sadly, he passed away on Monday night with his family by his bedside. Of course, it was a bank holiday weekend in Ireland. Lots of festivals, lots of things happening. But for this family, tragedy. And tragedy are very worrying times for the family of a young Irish girl. Her mum's Irish, her dad's French, originally from the UK, but travelling in Malaysia on an Irish passport. Nora Curin, Q-U-R-I-N. She's got special needs. She's a vulnerable teenager. She's 15. She disappeared from a holiday resort she was with her mum and dad and two sisters. So there's a big article about her in the paper, and the family pleading that hopefully the police in outside Kuala Lumpur, where they were holidaying, will be able to bring them some good news soon. Yes, it's very sad to see some of these horrific events happening, and we look no further than the States. And I see that Trump came out yesterday and he got the name of the place wrong in Ohio, where there was 9 people killed, and he reckons that it's all down to do with people with mental illnesses. He's on the internet, he's blaming everybody except the people that are involved in the gun industry, the National Rifle Men's Association, of course, a very strong lobby. And, you know, we have to praise our government here, who acted very swiftly as a result of the tragedy in Christchurch this year. But I don't know how many more people need to die in America before action will be taken. And Trump knows which side his bread is buttered. And the National Riflemen's Association, they fund the Republican Party to the tune of many, many millions. And he knows if he upsets them, he can kiss goodbye to second term over there. But I see that he was golfing at the weekend, and he made a comment about the first tragedy in El Paso, but it took him many hours before he made any comment about the second tragedy. And it's happening all the time. That was 251 events involving guns in America this year, and one is too many, but 251, as somebody said, mass shootings in America than there has been days of the year so far this year. Okay, we're off again. This time a song for anybody from Leitrim by a man called Mick Flavin. It's called My Wild Rose of Leitrim. Away you go, Mick.
By the banks of the Shannon, my love and I did stray, where roses were a-blooming in the merry month of May. For we were childhood sweethearts, and our love would never end. So I picked a crimson flower, and these words to her I said. My wild rose of Leitrim, oh, won't you be my bride? Won't you stay forever, always by my side? I know that there's no reason why we should ever part. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower. So young and beautiful on our wedding day, as we joined our hearts together in the chapel on the brae. Now in our own wee homestead among the Leitrim hills, where our days are always happy, I know they all will. My wild rose of Leitrim, who once was my sweet bride, still is mine forever, always by my side. And I know that there's no reason why we should ever part. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower of my heart. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower of my heart.
Mick Flavin there and the Wild Rose of Leitrim, and I'll dedicate that to all the people from Leitrim that are listening out there tonight. And I'll have to play a song before the end of the programme and dedicate it to Mike Murphy, who celebrated his 60th birthday a few weeks ago. So happy birthday, Mike, and it was great to catch up with you and your friends at the Irish Society on last Saturday night. And the music was good and the food was better and the crack was even better. So well done to all involved. You're listening to Ireland Calling. We've skipped over the half an hour, so we've got 25 minutes left. We look at the sports pages. It was a long bank holiday weekend in Ireland this weekend, and the big games that were on in Gaelic football were the last of the round robin games, which really there was a few dead rubbers as far as qualifying for the semi-final was. You know, the game in Cork, between Cork and Roscommon, neither team were going to advance, but Roscommon actually won that game, so that was their only win in the Super 8s. On Saturday night, you had Mayo in wet conditions taking on Donegal, and this was probably the match of the weekend, and it ebbed and flowed, but Mayo certainly the better team on the night. Donegal missed lots of chances and had many wides, but so did Mayo. If Mayo can, what do you call it, cut out the mistakes, and they managed to keep a full team on the field without any serious injuries for their game against Dublin, again, they might have a chance to stop Dublin's drive for five, because they've won four in a row and they're odds-on favourites to win the fifth in a row. They played on Sunday against Tyrone up in Healy Park. and this was like two reserve teams playing, and it's Dublin won, so it means they'll play Mayo. Tyrone came second, it means they play Kerry, but there's been articles written in the last few days saying that the Super 8s is a shambles. It was a three-year trial, it's into its second year. But, you know, who would have thought on the biggest weekend in Ireland for sport, the long August bank holiday weekend, that traditionally you had semi-finals or quarter-finals of semi-finals, basically, of All-Irelands down through the years, where you'd have packed crowds at Croke Park. But the Super 8s, they're probably putting on more games and trying to generate more money, upset a lot of people because the Mayo and Donegal game was only available on Sky TV, not available unless you had Sky TV in Ireland, and there was absolute uproar from many quarters. And even on the Sunday game on Sunday night, the panellists were saying that games like that should be available for people to watch on free-to-air TV. But the GAA done a deal with Sky. I doubt it's making any money for Sky, because certainly the viewing figures that have been reported are very, very poor. So this weekend, it's the All-Ireland semi-finals. And just to give you the scores and the matches, Dublin 116, Tyrone 13 points, and Kerry 218, Meath 113. That game was tight enough. If had Meath won that game by quite a big margin, and Mayo and Donegal, you know, Mayo and Donegal could have gone through from that group. But anyway, Kerry too good. I see where the former, or the current, he's former now, Cork manager John Myler, he's resigned after 2 years. It'll be ironic that a team that beat him by a point went on to win the All-Ireland final, and possibly the same thing could happen this year if Tipperary win, such as the tightness of the Munster Championship. But he's certainly calling it a day, and now there's the hunt is on for a new manager for the Cork senior hurling team, and Donal O'Cusick has put his name up, said he'd like to do it. Paul Galvin, a former Kerry great, he's put his name forward and probably will get the job to become the manager of the Wexford football team. Whether Wexford will be able to encourage Davy Fitzgerald to hang on for another year, we'll just have to wait and see. He'd basically, I think, signed a two-year deal, which has come to an end now, but it takes its big toll on him driving from one part of the country to the other to coach Wexford. Looking here now, I've got my big master list here. So the first round of the Connacht Championship took place on the 5th of May when New York played Mayo in New York. 4 points to New York, 122 for Mayo. So Mayo have been on the road since early May, and now we're down to the quarterfinals next weekend, or the semi-finals this weekend, as I said, between Dublin and Mayo, and Cork, or Kerry and Tyrone the following day. The soccer season is starting to get lots of pages of publicity in the papers, sports pages on Monday. And of course, we're not far away from the start of the Rugby World Cup. So there's been very little publicity about the rugby and the Irish rugby team over the last few weeks. They'll be getting ready for their warm-up matches, which will be taking place. I think they're will have to be happening soon. I think they're playing England, they're playing Wales. I think they might be playing England home and away, and they're playing Wales, as far as I remember, before they head to Japan for their opening game against Scotland in the Rugby World Cup in September.
Here in Glasgow, I've got it now. Carrying bricks and mortar, and my pay is 15 pounds. Rise up in the morning, I get up with a laugh. When I'm going down the street, can hear the girls ring out. No, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. No, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. Care 'em, devil may care 'em, he's an Irish boy. The day that I left Ireland, it's many years ago. left my home in Antrim where the bacon patties grow. Since I left old Ireland, it's always been my plan. Let the people know that I'm a decent Irish man. No Patsy begging, you can hear the girls all cry. No Patsy begging, you're the apple of the eye. He's a boy from Ireland that no one can deny. Hear him, scare him, devil may care him, decent Irish boy. If there's one among you who'd like to marry me, take her to her little home across the Irish Sea. Dress her up in satin and I please her all I can. Let the people know that I'm a decent Irish man. No Patsy begging, you can hear the girls all cry. No Patsy begging, you're the apple of the eye.
Yes, that's a song called Patsy Fagan and sung by Desi O'Halloran there. And if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll just run through the farming section of the Irish Independent, which we do here each week. And on the front of the paper yesterday, you had land sales slump on back of beef crisis and Brexit uncertainty. Picture of two brothers, Callum and Adam Henry from Coolanney in Sligo, protesting outside the Dawn Meats factory in Ballyhaunas. And this is quite worrying for beef farmers. We know that the government and the European Union have given the government 100 million to help pay farmers for the hurt that they're struggling as a result of the uncertainty over Brexit. But more worrying is the fact that the factory prices have dropped so much, and I see where heavy beef cattle were down as much as 70 euro a head this week. And the IFA, the farm union body, have declined to comment on asked whether they'd be joining these protests. There's up to 20 protests outside 20 factories planned for today, Wednesday, in Ireland. But, prices, certainly beef farmers are struggling a lot at the moment. Pig farmers, they're going quite well. There's a huge demand for pork in the international market as a result of the swine flu that's happening in China, when they've had to destroy over 30% of their herd. But beef farmers in Ireland doing it tough at the moment. Right, IFA and Beef Plan Group need to form some sort of an alliance to win this beef battle. That's what the editor says in the Farming Independent. Armchair farmers face entitlements clampdown. Number of leasing arrangements has tripled since 2014. With now 9,500 farmers opting in. So it's special. The Department of Agriculture has clamped down on so-called armchair farmers who lease out their entitlements. So there you go. There's a lovely picture here of a couple of auctioneers. And this is at a sheep sale in Boris and Carlow, they're promoting it. This is a picture from last year's sheep sale that comes up in a week's time. protesters are in for the long haul, Beef Plan Group says. And here's more pictures of farmers outside Meadow Meats in Rathdowney, County Leash, the other day. And somebody says here, €4 a kilogram will just about pay the bills, but we have no margin after that, according to beef farmer who was interviewed for this particular article. 2-year cap delay is not ruled out by the department. A nice picture here of straw, big bales of straw in a field. This is supposed to be over in the east somewhere, but straw trade hit by beef price collapse. Straw prices have eased back €5 to €6 a bale for the big bales as slower demand. And obviously the harvesting especially is getting underway over in the eastern part of the country. What else is happening here? Small farmers won't survive. We can't all switch to dairying. Storm Powell, he travelled to Kilkenny Mart to hear farmers' view change advisory councils. Proposal to reduce cattle numbers, the ongoing protests of about the beef price and of Brexit. Pay the farmers, more people here with the message in Bandon and County Cork. Cattle entries up 20% as Top Show defies the beats. Beef gloom, that's for Tullamore's big show, which is on next weekend. Number of herds with TB still rising, but reactor rate has declined. And here is somebody saying, relating to the beef industry again, we've lost control of our beef industry. And the picture here of IFA President Joe Healy leads the way during last week's protest of the European Food and Veterinary at the European Food and Veterinary offices in Grange in County Meath. So I don't know how these farmers are getting their work done with so many protests happening right around the country. Lovely picture here of threshers in action. Willie White, Stradbally, Bill Harrington from Wexford and Joe Deegan from Stradbally at work on the owl thrashing at the National Steam Rally in Stradbally last weekend. And again, those people that remember the owl thrasher with that salmon look too, there's a nice brand new one or a thrasher behind them, and they're obviously demonstrating there. So and some lovely pictures of other people out enjoying the good weather in Ireland, including pictures here of a couple of farmers. Where are these guys? They're all down at the Kilkenny Mart, sitting down, having a chat in between a sale. And of course, as I said, the weather has been good, so it's been given people a chance to get most of their farm work done. Hay baled, silage, hay and silage crops saved, and also the turf in the west of Ireland, the bogs have been saved, or the turf has been saved for the people that are that needed. And I see somebody the other day came out, a junior minister, says that if the cannabis industry is obviously become legitimate and legal in Ireland, if the bog would be a great place to grow cannabis plants, and there's many acres of it. So we'll have to wait and see how that happens. Anyway, leaving them on for all the people from Tipperary who are getting excited about their team in the All-Ireland Hurling Final again in 2 weeks.
Black eyes or her flowing the soul of truth and of melting ruth, and the sail like a summer's dawn that stole my heart away on a soft summer's day in the valley. In the festive hall, by the star-washed shore, oh, ever my restless spirit cries. Oh, my love, shall I ne'er see you more, and my lamb, my true love to enfold in the valley there sleep among. In the valley there sleep among.
Yes, well, that's the song that'll be sung in Croke Park around 5 o'clock on Sunday week after the All-Ireland hurling final between Tipperary, and it will be the Rose of Moon Coin. Well, not long to go now for the fans of both teams, and of course this will probably be a game that all the neutrals will want to watch as well, but you can watch it from the comfort of your home by logging on or signing up to gaago.ie. You can log on there, and if you become a member now, you can get a membership for the next year and you'll get all the back games that have been played this year, or you can just go in and buy a subscription for the last few games of both the hurling and football. But a great service, and the quality is very good, especially if you've got the high-speed internet. And if you're not able to do that, you can log on to RTE Radio and their Sunday sport programme. They've got all the game and the action live there. In fact, I sometimes listen to the radio commentary while watching the pictures. There's a bit of a delay, but the commentary on radio is excellent on RTE as well. So, but it's the turn of the footballers this weekend, and Dublin will take on Mayo on Saturday evening, and Kerry will play Tyrone the following day. Cork were the crowned under 20 champions this weekend, or last weekend. That game played in Portlaoise. Very poor crowd turned out for that game. It was an excellent game of football. Dublin were leading by a lot at one stage, but Cork came back. So that'll be a good sign for Cork going forward next year in the championship. But of course, once the championship finishes, the club games continue, and there'll be plenty of games between now and the end of the year. Righto, we've got time for one more song. I'm looking around here to see what we've got. Mary Black, I think we've lined up here. We'll take this from Mary.
If I gave my heart to you, would you promise to be true? It would break my heart in
my hand and then understand me when you'd really see me in a world of different dreams where all things aren't what they seem. Then you would take my hand if I gave my heart, if I give my heart, if I gave my heart to
Mary Black and a song, If I Gave My Heart to You, bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and you'll be back next week to join with me as I celebrate 30 years of broadcasting here. And if you get a chance and you've been listening for a long time, you could drop a note, Oliver Lee, Ireland Calling, Box 331667. Let me know where you're listening, how long you've been listening, so we might say hello to you, if not next week, the week after. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.